Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many understand? God's not going to make something and somebody come behind and go, God, you know, you made that crooked right there. And he goes, oh, did I? Yeah, you need to fix that. Never has happened. But when he made it in its original form, it was good. It was perfect. But because of what he made in making us, we have the ability to abuse what he gave us. How did he make us? Anybody remember the phrase? How did he make man? In his own likeness and in his own image. Now here's something we need to understand. God is a creator. He's the creator. Well, if we're made in his likeness and image, what are we also? We are also creators. Oh yeah. We have the ability in us, it's a God-like ability, to invent, to conceive of something that doesn't exist. Every artist does this. Every sculptor. Is that right? Every painter. Engineers. The car you drove over here. There was a time when that car didn't exist. That model did not exist. The technology in that engine and transmission and dash panel, whatever, did not exist until somebody conceived it. They saw it in their mind. Come on, can you see this? Then it existed inside them. It didn't exist in the world yet, but it existed in their mind. That is God-like ability. That's creative ability. And then to have the faith to say, we can make this and search out the materials and build the machines and pursue it until the thing is sitting there on the car lot. Amen. That's God-like. But here's the thing. Not only can you use that ability for good, you can use that ability to invent evil.
That's right.
Yep. And create evil. And that's how evil got in the world. God didn't put evil in the world. Don't you believe these folks that tell you that Satan and God are working together some way? Don't you believe that junk? It's not true. I said it's not true. Are you with me there? Where did you go? Romans. That's a good place for you to be. First chapter and the 28th verse. It said that people, Romans 1:28, did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And so God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, the only way to find out what people's heart really is to give them the absolute freedom to do whatever they want to do. And then you find out what their heart is, whether they choose good and pursue it and use their faith and ability to produce good and invent good and pursue good, or whether over a lifetime they use their heart to invent evil. You can believe God and pray and meditate and use your resources to figure out ways to bless people and help people and relieve people. Or you can use your brain and use your faith and ability to figure out how to swindle people. Is that right? Steal their money. Take this from this one. Take this one's building and land from them. Take this one's business over. Is that right? You can use it for good or bad. Good or evil. Well, if you used it for evil, is it God's fault? that evil was done? Is he responsible? No, he's not. You must say, well, if he hadn't made me where I could choose, well, then what would you be? You wouldn't be a human being. Huh? You can't have any real faith. You can't have any real love. You can't have any real loyalty or faithfulness unless you are absolutely free to do something else. That's why there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden, because you got to have a choice. How's God know who to trust throughout eternity? Who's he going to use? Well, this is the briefest thing we'll ever do. We talked about that earlier. This life's soon going to be over. What's the Lord looking at? He is the God who tries the hearts. He's looking at your choices.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because your choices are showing your heart. And yeah, you might make a few mistakes, but if you choose the same thing over a lifetime, that's your heart. Come on, can you see this? We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But people that didn't want to keep God in their mind, then God let them do what they want to do, gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things that's not convenient, it's not good, it's not right, it's not what God wants, but he lets them have their own way. Verse 29. And so they wind up being filled with unrighteousness and fornication and wickedness and covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, keep going, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, what else? What? Inventors of what?
Evil
things. How can they invent something evil? Because they have God-like ability. Made in the likeness and image of God. Did God tell them to do that?
No,
he didn't. They are abusing what he gave them. They're using what he gave them to do good, to do evil with it. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they that commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Other places talk about this same concept. Psalm 106:39, they were defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Proverbs 14:22 says, they err that devise evil, but mercy and truth will be to them that devise good. A characteristic of evil is that you blame others for your mistakes.
Amen.
That's dishonesty. That's not being honorable. You know you're the one that did it. But in hypocrisy and deceptiveness, you say it's their fault. And this is part of what's happening globally with God.
Amen.
People are doing wrong things and saying, God. We don't know why. You know, what was the comedian many years ago, Flip Wilson, popularized the phrase?
Yep.
The devil made me do it. Well, no, the devil didn't make you do it. He can't make you do it. He can tempt you, but he can't make you do it. So if you messed up, you can't really blame him. You can't blame God. Don't try to blame your friends or, well, they didn't help me and they weren't there for me. And this is how you sink deeper into darkness. But it's become the catch-all. And there are millions of church-going people. And of course, there are millions and billions that don't go to church. But then of those that do, there's a whole bunch of folks, their preference is no-fault religion. The message they prefer is the one that requires nothing of them. Whatever happens, good or bad, it was somehow the mysterious will of God. Which means, ain't my fault. Why? Yeah, I lied, I stole, I had affairs, but you know, I don't, you know, who understands God's plan? It's just, we don't even know how we got here and why and where we're going. I mean, God's got all this thing into control. No, don't you blame Him for anything that's wrong. And it's popular nowadays for people to say, well, God made me this way, with this temper, you know? No, He did not. God made me this way with this distorted appetite and this lust for something wrong. No, He did not. God did not make you wrong. No, He didn't. The Scripture says in Ecclesiastes that God made man perfect. This is Ecclesiastes 7:29. God has made man upright, but they have done what? They have sought out many inventions. Complete Jewish Bible says, God made human beings upright, but they have devised many schemes. The New Century says, God made people good, but they have found all kind of ways to be bad. Who made people bad? God didn't make people bad. People used the creative ability God gave them to make bad stuff. Amen. Who invented lying? Did God create lying and deception? It is impossible for God to lie. Is that truth or not? That's one of the big reasons why we can trust Him. God has never, think about this, throughout eternity past, God has never told one lie. He has never deceived anybody. And He never will. Why? It's impossible for God to lie. If He lied, He'd stop being God.
That's right. Come on.
What does that mean? If He tells you something,
it's true.
You can count on it. With your life, with eternity, right? You know, if He told you, it's true. And you'll find people of God are that way too. The more like God they are, the more honest and truthful they'll be. There's no such thing. I heard somebody talk about this one time, divine deception. Made me want to slap somebody. Divine, ain't no such thing as divine deception. I love them too much that I had to lie to them. That's a lie right there. Another big lie. No. If you're going to be a real man of God, woman of God, you got two options. Say nothing or tell the truth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.